When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following podcast contains audio extracted from videos on the Harry Potter Theory YouTube channel. Hey everyone, welcome to another installment of Harry Potter Theory. During his childhood, a young Tom Riddle visited an undisclosed seaside location with his orphanage, and it was on this trip that Tom discovered the infamous cave, a location that would play a large role in his future as the Dark Lord Voldemort. You see, not only was the cave a place of torment for Tom's fellow classmates, it was also the place that housed one of his Horcruxes, Salazar Slytherin's locket. An eerie sight met their eyes. They were standing on the edge of a great black lake, so vast that Harry could not make out the distant banks, in a cavern so high that the ceiling, too, was out of sight. A misty greenish light shone far away, in what looked like the middle of the lake. It was reflected in the completely still water below. The greenish glow and the light from the two wands were the only things that broke the otherwise velvety blackness, though their rays did not penetrate as far as Harry would have expected. The darkness was somehow denser than normal darkness. And in order to ensure the secrecy and protection of the cave, Tom went to great lengths. First of all, the cave was not easily accessible, requiring uncommon mountaineering skills due to the cliffs that prevented boats from approaching. And to deter unwanted visitors, Tom placed a series of enchantments on the cave. First of all, he made it impossible to apparate inside, underestimating the abilities of house elves who could still bypass this restriction. Next, he constructed a small entrance that required a blood sacrifice to open, as Voldemort wrongly believed that physical pain weakened those entering the chamber. Inside the cave, the entrance was guarded by an Inferi-infested lake, an army of undead soldiers that would jump out of the water and attack anyone who attempted to retrieve the guarded Horcrux. The Horcrux, hidden on an island in the middle of the lake, was further protected by a potion that could not be touched, vanished, transfigured, or charmed, and the only way to retrieve said Horcrux was to drink the potion. However, consuming the potion caused the drinker to experience nightmarish visions, intense burning, and dehydration. And in case all of that wasn't enough, the darkness of the cave was unlike regular darkness in that it was somehow denser. Even wand lighting charms like Lumos provided limited illumination. And it's this vast showcase of intricate enchantments that truly highlighted Voldemort's obsession with secrecy, as well as the importance of keeping said cave hidden. However, despite his very best efforts, the cave was eventually breached on several occasions, by Regulus Black, Creature, and lastly by Harry and Dumbledore. But my next question is, how on earth did Dumbledore know where the cave was? Regulus and Creature knew where to find the cave because Regulus once served Voldemort and Creature served Regulus. But Dumbledore didn't have anyone from Voldemort's inner circle with info on the cave. So just how did he find it? And just how did he know to bring Harry with him? How on earth could he have known that the cave would require multiple wizards? Dumbledore's journey to unravel the mystery began with a deep exploration of Voldemort's haunted past. The sagacious headmaster recognized that the Dark Lord's turbulent upbringing as an orphan held potential clues to his hiding places. Mrs. Cole, a caretaker at the orphanage, recounted the existence of a seaside location that the orphans frequented during their summer vacations. But I'm jiggered if I know how he got up there to do it. All I know is he and Billy had argued the day before. And then, Mrs. Cole took another swig of gin, slopping a little over her chin this time, on the summer outing, we take them out, you know, once a year, to the countryside or to the seaside. Well, Amy Benson and Dennis Bishop were never quite right afterwards, and all we ever got out of them was that they'd gone into a cave with Tom Riddle. He swore they'd just gone exploring, but something happened in there, I'm sure of it. And, well, there have been a lot of things. Funny things. She looked at Dumbledore again, and though her cheeks were flushed, her gaze was steady. and Dumbledore references it shortly after. The little stories of the strangled rabbit and the young boy and girl he lured into a cave were most suggestive. I can make them hurt if I want to. In Half-Blood Prince, Dumbledore dedicated a significant amount of time searching for Horcruxes, and it was his knowledge of Tom Riddle's affinity for terrorizing others in sea caves that provided him with an essential clue to investigate similar areas. After an exhaustive search, he finally discovered the proper cave. Lumos, said Dumbledore, as he reached the boulder closest to the cliff face. 1,000 flecks of golden light sparkled upon the dark surface of the water, a few feet below where he crouched. The black wall of rock beside him was illuminated too. You see, said Dumbledore quietly, holding his wand a little higher. Harry saw a fissure in the cliff into which dark water was swirling. This is the moment when Dumbledore and Harry stumbled upon the sea cave. Sensing the presence of magic, Dumbledore deduces that Tom Riddle had previously visited this very cave. How did you know that was there? Harry asked in astonishment. Magic always leaves traces, said Dumbledore, as the boat hit the bank with a gentle bump. Sometimes very distinctive traces. I taught Tom Riddle. I know his style. Okay, so now we know how Dumbledore managed to find the cave. But my next question is, how did he know to bring Harry with him? Dumbledore was looking for Voldemort's Horcruxes all throughout Harry's sixth year, but he didn't take Harry on any other occasion. Why the cave? Did he know that there was a need for more than one wizard in the cave? Or was it just because Dumbledore knew he had very little time left and wanted to give Harry some experience hunting Horcruxes? Well, there are actually multiple explanations. First of all, Dumbledore likely foresaw Harry's usefulness in reaching the Horcrux. Like Dumbledore mentioned earlier, he taught Tom Riddle and knew his style. Because of this, he predicted that Voldemort would have put traps to prevent a single person acting alone from reaching the Horcrux. Next, Dumbledore likely felt that this was an important opportunity to give Harry more experience in dealing with Horcruxes. Prior to the cave, Harry only had experience with one other Horcrux, the diary. By retrieving and possibly destroying another, Dumbledore hoped that Harry would feel more confident in finding Voldemort's other Horcruxes. We see that Harry is exhilarated from retrieving the Locket Horcrux. We did it, Professor, Harry whispered with difficulty. He suddenly realized that he had a searing stitch in his chest. We did it. We got the Horcrux. Prior to the destruction of this Horcrux, things did seem a little bleak, and this opportunity would have shown Harry that Voldemort isn't unstoppable. And last but not least, Harry himself asked if he could tag along. And if you do, said Harry quickly, can I come with you and help get rid of it? Dumbledore looked at Harry very intently for a moment before saying, yes, I think so. I can, said Harry, thoroughly taken aback. Oh yes, said Dumbledore, smiling slightly. I think you have earned that right. And from that exchange, we can see that Dumbledore agreed to bring him to the cave. In this same chapter, Harry has shown Dumbledore Slughorn's real memory, allowing Dumbledore to confirm the number of Horcruxes Voldemort has. Because of this, Harry had truly earned the right to hunt Horcruxes with Dumbledore. And the only reason Harry wasn't present when Dumbledore went off to find Marvolo's ring is that he didn't have the opportunity to ask beforehand. Though I suspect that Harry's presence would have been just as valuable there, as it could have swayed Dumbledore's temptation to put the ring on his finger. And that's it for this video. If you enjoy the content, please like the video and subscribe to the channel. Also, be sure to check out extra content on my second channel, Harry Potter Theory Extra, as well as all of the audio content available on Spotify. Until next time, remember, it does not do to dwell on dreams, and to forget to live.